T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:44 now, 16 before 8. Some rain again today. Storms likely a little bit earlier, though. Alexander Cranford saying that maybe in about 15, 20 minutes we might begin to see him, as opposed to yesterday, and we all hope it's nowhere near like it was yesterday. Voters in 55 of 64 parishes approved sports betting last fall. We're following this very closely here at WWL. I am too, especially, or at least, because I think it's very important that it get done this legislative session. Louisiana State Representative John Stefanski joins us now to talk about it. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
So you got three, legs of the stool here, I guess. Who gets to do it? How much and what to tax and how do you tax it? And not only who gets to do it, but how do they get to do it? And then what to do with the money? So what is the first step?
It's a complicated question.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to get in place in one session. What about since Monday? Has this? Well, let me go back a second. Have discussions about this begun? Had discussions begun before Monday? And go ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. No, so we've been working on this for a while. Obviously, once we realized that the voters approved it, like you talked about, 55 of the 64 parishes back last fall, we started putting these wheels in motion. We started having those discussions about what it's going to look like, you know, what has to happen for this to be enacted. So there's a couple things that have to happen. Number one, that when we put that constitutional amendment and passed it and the voters passed it, we said that in order for sports betting to be enacted, a couple things had to happen. And number one, it had to be regulated. So what does that mean? That means, like you talked about a few minutes ago, who gets it? What are the rules behind it? And then, you know, how can the from a consumer standpoint, how can we play? And then we said, number two, it has to be taxed. That was one of the requirements as well. And so you have to pass a regulation and a tax element in order for it to go into place. And now that could happen all in one element, but it would have to happen in the House. So, you know, all the new taxing bills have to start in the House. That's what our Constitution says. Therefore, that could have all been put in one instrument. But pretty early on, I realized that the president of the Senate had an interest in passing this bill. Therefore, I kind of teamed up with him. I said, look, let me handle the taxing and the appropriation element, meaning how the money is going to be spent, and you handle he's handled the regulatory side. So that's where we're sitting right now. He has filed a bill to handle the regulation, and I filed the bill to handle the taxation element.
Where are the bumps in the road, John, when it comes to the competing elements of who gets to do it and where and online, et cetera, et cetera, and what do you call it?
Geofencing.
Geofencing. That's what I thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where?
Look, there's a lot. So I mean, the biggest thing is who gets it. You know, you have all these different entities who are looking at this and go, we want to participate. So who gets it? Well, the way the president put it in place as it currently sits, and look, we're working through a lot of these elements and we're making changes. And I expect by the time both my bill and his bill gets to a committee, there's going to be some changes, you know, maybe not dramatic, but there are going to be some changes. But anyway, the way it sits right now is he's giving a license to every land-based riverboat and racino, those racetracks. So all of them would get a license in order to be able to operate a sports book. He also would give each of those two casinos, or racinos as we call them, what's called kind of a skin, which is a mobile element. Each of them would have the right to operate two different mobile arms off of that license, okay? And then even, you know, a little furthermore going off of that, if we're talking about mobile, he has also made his application fully mobile, which means that the users, and look, to be honest with you, the people I really care about, obviously I have an interest in the state. You know, I was elected to be a state representative out of my area, which is in Crowley, Louisiana. But I care about the consumer, the user. That's who I care about. And the user, I want to make it as easy as possible for the user, because those are the ones who voted it and those are the ones who want it. And so what his bill says is that you can play on your phone anywhere as long as you're not geofenced out. So obviously you wouldn't be able to play in those parishes that did not approve sports betting, but any other parish, you would be able to play on your phone. So that's how it currently sits right now.
Let me take a break. When we come back, you can answer this, and that is, what is your best expectation as to when we'll have sportsbook gambling? Will we be able to walk into Harrah's this fall and bet on LSU and the Saints, or maybe a boat casino, I guess, is not really a riverboat anymore, but a casino that has a license already? Or what about maybe racetracks? What is your best expectation if you had to guess? We'll find out when we come back. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now on WWL. 7:54, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Representative John Stefanski about sports betting in Louisiana. You know, fantasy betting passed. Nothing's happened with that. We still can't bet on fantasy sports. So what is your best expectation when we'll actually have sportsbook gambling? Are we be able to walk into Harrah's or another casino this fall, bet on LSU and the Saints? What's it looking like?
Yeah, look, let me tell you. Look, I passed the fantasy sports bill. So it's very frustrating that that's not live yet. And really, you know, I don't like to throw anybody under the bus, but, you know, any new form of gambling / gaming has to go through the Gaming Control Board, which is a board the state set up. And the process they have is just extremely lengthy. Now, so on your question, when are we actually going to be able to play sports bets? I hope it's in the fall. You know, I hope if we're able to accomplish this session and get the legislators to vote on it, we can enact that to where we could bet in the fall. But I'll be honest with you, unless we change some of the elements about how quickly the Gaming Control Board has to pass some of these things, I'm not optimistic, because the fantasy sports has been very, very discouraging. You know, I've had people call me for months asking when this is going to happen, and I've continued to check on it. It is a extremely slow process. But there
What do you have to change with the Gaming Control Board to get them to move quicker, to get this thing through and make it happen?
There's a couple things you could tell them. So what we're talking about maybe doing in the president's bill is actually telling them this has to be enacted by a certain date. So, hey, August the 1st, y'all have to have this set up to where it can go. That's one of the things. But, I mean, really, any time we're talking about gambling, there's a lot of hesitancy and there's a lot of eyes on it. And we would have to cut out a significant amount of just literally their process. We would have to cut out, like, hey, look, they have 30 days to submit these proposals and 30 days to do this and 30 days for an oversight process. We would have to cut out a lot of that oversight and all these things, which, you know, in this case, I think maybe it could be warranted because so many of the people want this as quickly as possible. We do have a football season coming. However, you know, anytime you cut something out like that, you're looking at it going, you know, well, is everything still going to be done as well as it can? Is everything still going to have the oversight that it needs to be enacted? So, yeah, I mean, I could tell you how we could do it. I just don't know if that would fly with the other members of the body. But to be honest with you, look, we're looking at fantasy sports passed that last special session in June, and we're sitting here in April and it's still not enacted yet. So, I think you're looking at a similar timeline with sports betting if we don't make some pretty significant changes.
So is there the political will to make those significant changes? And would that be a bill that has to be passed and signed by the governor to change what the Gaming Control Board has control over as it relates to sportsbook betting?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, some of that is regulation. So some of it is their own regulations that they come up with, but a lot of it is the law. So we would have to pass that. The governor would have to sign it. I'll tell you, look, and you asked a question earlier about what's our biggest hurdles. I mean, really, one of our biggest hurdles is going to be my bill, because it has to be taxed and there have to be fees that are applied to it, which makes sense, you know, for a couple of reasons. Number one, there should be an incentive for the state to run this and for the users to do it. There should be some type of incentive. And then secondly, the fees really are what creates the oversight and what allows, like, state police and those guys, allows you to fund those departments so that they can manage this whole program, so that the users, again, let's go back to the customers, the users have the confidence that it's going to be the highest quality, and that there's going to be no funny business going on with sports betting. But the biggest hurdle is going to be passing my bill. You know, it's a 70 vote, 2/3 threshold in order to pass that bill. And that's going to be very difficult to do. And I think you would face a similar kind of struggle trying to change some elements of the gaming control board.
I quickly, scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no chance, 10 being it's going to happen. What number would you put on us being able to bet on sports this fall?
This fall, look, I'm a 7.5. I think we can get it done.
Wow.
Number one, I think we have to pass the bill. And I know this is an issue, just like you brought it up. So I'll tell you, when any time the president of the Senate, okay, is handling the bill, you know it's a priority. It's a priority for a lot of us over here. So we're going to make sure we get it done. And I'm very hopeful we can try to get it sooner rather than later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.